What's going on, everybody? Thanks again for listening to another installment of the Fortress Focus Minute. Today we have the most controversial topic that transcends politics, religion, and anything you could possibly think of right now. It is, who is your Batman?
Who is the bat?
Who is the bat?
Who's your bat?
Yes, exactly. John, you go first. Who is your Batman?
Well, I literally as a little kid, I grew up on a lot of the Adam West stuff.
Same.
So, I mean, I didn't have much choices there. And then obviously when Michael Keaton hit it with Tim Burton,
right?
Holy crap. That changed everything. I think that changed everything to freaking comic book movies, period. Cause everything was all hokey.
Over like the top kind of stuff. Yeah.
Not even over the top, but it was all these crappy sewn cotton outfits that looked like crap. Either that or just painting people up. And then you've got this really dark movie, all these specific sets, the bat outfit all rubberized. And
Right.
That just changed everything.
No. So, turned him almost like a Bond guy. Yeah.
Yeah, Keaton was way up there for a long time.
I would agree. Honestly, was Michael Keaton because I had a bunch of the toys growing up. But my favorite, I don't know why, it's Kevin Conroy. Even though he was just a voice, like I the way that they drew him and whatever else. And now whenever I hear Batman in a cartoon sense and I don't hear Kevin Conroy, I kind of get upset. I'm like, that's not Batman. But what about the Dark Knight that kind of respawned everything, the Dark Knight trilogy?
The first two were great. I think the one with the Joker, again, like what Tim Burton and Michael Keaton were to Batman back in whatever that was.
90s, early 90s.
Early 90s.
Yeah.
I think that second one with the Joker, I think that was like the next major cataclysm as far as like how this affects the line, the idea, the who these characters are. And even to the extent that I think the story was better than Christian Bale.
Ooh.
Christian Bale wasn't bad, but the movies, the storyline, how everything played out, it was better than Bale.
Yeah. And what are your thoughts on the situation now? Because honestly, I'll be honest here. Like, Christian Bale's not my main guy, as I already said, but because of the Casey fighting method and the functionalizing the system and whatever else, yeah, I got a little tied to the Dark Knight, whatever else, but I can't go near any of this new this new Batman stuff with Ben Affleck. What are your thoughts?
They got going with the CGI stuff. What's really interesting is, I was watching a documentary with Michael Keaton way, way back. And one of the things that he was proudest of when he played the bat was that people were actually telling him, they're like, they couldn't tell when it was him or when it was his stand-in stunt doubles.
Nice.
Which meant that he was actually performing at a level that the stunt doubles were when it was coming to the combatives type aspect.
Oh, wow.
And I kind of like seeing the KFM, the Casey stuff show up in the Dark Knight stuff, but he's too stiff. He's too rigid.
Yeah.
He almost came across like a marionette.
Okay, no, I agree with that, and that's why I think they realized they had to change the suit, too. That's why. It's just like, yeah, I love the way that new suit looked, but no, I agree. It makes backing out of the driveway a little bit easier, right?
Yeah, and you wanna know a deep, dark secret?
What do you got?
I love Ben as the bat.
Oh, man, you got to be kidding me. Ben?
Honestly, the biggest problem I had with Michael Keaton, I liked Michael Keaton as far as his attitude and character goes.
Sure.
But he didn't hit it for me because he didn't have the stature. And that's what none of these bats have had. And that's what I think what kind of Conroy's voice carries over. Conroy's voice carries over stature.
Sure.
And when you see the character drawn out on TV, dude's beast.
Yeah.
You know, Bruce is big. He's supposed to be like a football player big, like 6'3" to 6'5" big.
Sure.
And guess what? You know, Ben's a big dude. Ben's a 6'3" dude. And he got pretty ripped for the part. They got the one scene where they're showing him doing all his CrossFit crap, dragging chains, flipping tires and stuff. And I think what really, really does it for me is like he fills out the suit. He fills out, you know, not just the bat suit, but the business suit. He's got that bigger presence. And the way they set up the fight scenes, it really matched up with what WB did with the games. So everything that he could do with, you know, the batarangs, everything that he could do with his grapple hook, the way he's slamming people, the way he's just, you know, fast and just ruthless and violent.
Okay.
I really liked how they upped the violence on him going into this new stuff with the WB and making that a little darker.
Oh, all right. Well, there it is. Pure stature. I really don't agree, but hey, but we need to get a Nightwing movie, like a classic, a real stinking Nightwing movie. Can we get a Nightwing movie? That'd be sick. That would be sick. So anyway,
but like a bat cameo, but like something dark
in the back, in the background.
You know what'd be sweet is if they did something in the background with Kevin Conroy voiceover.
Yes, yes.
And they don't even need to put a character like a real dude in there. They put a guy in a suit in the background, just kind of dark and mysterious, but they got the Conroy voice. That'd be sick.
I would like that. Right on. We'll end on that note right here. This has been a Fortress Focus Minute. Thanks again. We'll catch you guys on the next one.